But right now, a familiar name to a lot of folks, especially if you were checking in on the school board a few years ago. Meg Spielman Peldo joins us. I have tough times with people who have three names, Meg. I'm sorry about that.
I just have an identity crisis. You know, I don't know who I am.
But she has joined us tonight because this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The HODO and their bra event is going to be coming up 1 week from tonight, I believe it is. Bras on Broadway. And you have put together a book. It's been around for a while, but I don't know if it's got as much attention as it has deserved. And it's called No Lumps, Thank You. And that's basically what I want to talk to you about tonight here on KFGO.
Well, thank you so much, Bob, for having me on. It's always fun to talk about Bras on Broadway and the bras and my book.
So the Bras on Broadway, the book, we're talking about breast cancer. Has it hit home with you as far as, I mean, has something happened in your family or you as far as why you're doing this?
Well, I'm doing this basically because of Bras on Broadway. If it wasn't for Bras on Broadway, I wouldn't have a book. Everybody is touched by somebody who's got breast cancer. There is not in my family personally, not me personally, but everybody knows somebody.
Right. And where did you get the first idea? But first, we should explain this. These are very unique bras, not necessarily one people would wear, but they're very unique and very, in some cases, comical. Let's put it that way. How did this happen?
Well, the whole point of this is to have fun and let loose and just play with things and entertain. It's entertainment. I started doing bras for Bras on Broadway from the beginning, and the first piece I did was a breast nest. It was made of a bird nest that I created out of copper wire and feathers and things, and it had a little bird that sat on your finger. And I've done something for them every year, but I'm a photographer. So the second year, it kind of turned into my assembled creative pieces that are photographed, mm-hmm. which is typical of the artwork that I've been doing for years and years.
So some of those in the book, not really wearable, but you can tell the design that of what the bra is.
Yes.
It is a bra, I should say.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah. And you come
That's
up with,
the intention.
You come up with some clever names for these as well. Before we get to that, though, I understand your husband was a big help in this book for you, too.
Oh, yes. He's a pretty clever guy. Sometimes the concepts, I have a title first, and then I create the bra. Sometimes I have the concept, but not a title. And in those cases, he's like my go-to guy. He came up with, being from North Dakota, I had to do a bra out of snowballs and snowman parts. And he's the guy that came up with the brazier.
And that's what you find out, names like that throughout the book. It is really, really cute. No Lumps, Thank You. That is the name of the book. And right on the cover are the teacups. Obviously, there's a really double entendre there, isn't there?
Well, yes. It's the classic, how many lumps would you like with your tea? And yeah. We don't want any lumps. So the sugar lumps are not in the teacups in this piece.
You've got great response in this, haven't you, over the last year, haven't you?
I have. It's been so fun. I think the greatest thing, though, is the book is raising money for breast cancer, just like Bras on Broadway. And I've actually gotten letters and emails from people who have been really touched by what I've done. They've found my book sitting in a doctor's office or in a treatment center, and they had a good laugh at a really difficult day. And that has been the most rewarding thing of all.
You know, that's interesting that you mention that, because I have a friend who was on many, many years ago, and she's out in New York, but she had a breast cancer. And she decided that she was going to write a book about it, but have it, you know, that there can be comedy, believe it or not, when somebody has breast cancer. And I'll never forget, she named her wig Harry.
Well, a lot of women do name their wigs. There's some funny wig stories we also have a special edition book that I did with Sanford. It's got funny stories from breast cancer survivors, and there are some good wig stories. There's an Amy Ruley wig story in there.
Okay. All right. And you got a number of them in the second book. The first one is strictly
For anyone. It's just a funny coffee table book, but it is also raising money for breast cancer. In doing these every year for Bras on Broadway, there was such a great response to the artwork that I thought, you know, if I created a book, I could really raise a lot more money than just selling one piece of art at one event every year. So that's how the book became that's how it came about. It was truly born from Bras on Broadway.
For example, now you have one here that is made up of peppers. Oh, you've got it open there too. And a dish and looks like celery stalks. Do you ever get anybody come up to you and say, you know, can you think we could wear one of those? Make one of those actually wearable?
Well, I did last year for Bras on Broadway make the wearable teacup bra. My daughter modeled it. It was kind of fun. It had little sugar lumps dangling off the side. So, and I do have pieces that I'm planning to do into some wearable pieces for the future. But, and you know, actually, the nice rack, I bought the antlers. I shouldn't say this on the radio.
That's right. We're on a 7-second delay. No, we're okay.
Okay. Well, I bought the antlers at the flea market, and I kind of had to make sure they fit before I purchased them. And they do. They're a perfect fit. I plan to make a wearable one for myself out of those.
Well, I want to gather myself up a little bit. Let's take a break. And when we come back, don't be embarrassed. That's a funny story. I like that. We're going to take a brief break. And when we come back, let's maybe relate one of the stories and relate again to maybe some of the bras that you have designed here that people can find in this book. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
Meg Spielman-Peldo is joining us tonight here on KFGO. The book is No Lumps. Thank you. Back with more here in just a moment on KFGO. KFGO 6:22 is our time here at KFGO. This is The Hair is Happening. No Lumps, Thank You, a bra anthology. Meg Spielman-Peldo, our special guest tonight here on KFGO. Bras on Broadway, just around the corner, 1 week from tonight. I was going to ask you, because you had mentioned before we went on the air, or we were talking, that the lingerie thing is kind of your destiny, because it kind of runs in your family, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's genetic, and I didn't know until I was like 50 that underwear was my destiny. But my mother was a lingerie designer for Hollywood Vacerette in Minneapolis. And that's where she met my father, who worked for Munsingwear. It was the ladies' line of Munsingwear. And I have a niece by the same name, Megan Spielman, who's a designer and actually did one of the costumes for the Victoria's Secret fashion show on TV 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's genetic. It's like underwear is my destiny.
That's cute. That is cute. The book, as it's on sale in several different places, right?
It is. Ambrose has both copies of the special breast cancer edition and the original coffee table book. Yeah.
Now speaking, I'm sorry. Go ahead. There was more, obviously, right? Zambros. And Sanford?
Barnes and Noble, Sanford, okay. Shauna Lee.
So you can get these at pretty much anywhere. But this special edition, what is, you know, you mentioned you have stories about that. Was it difficult to get stories from individuals who had breast cancer?
Well, you know, when I first started doing these art pieces, Dr. Shelby Terstrup, who's an oncologist at Sanford and the head of the breast cancer treatment there, she approached me and I had told her that I was going to do this book. And she said, oh my God, goodness, you know, breast cancer patients want to feel normal. They want to laugh. There's a lot of laughter going on in breast cancer centers, and we should do something together and get some stories. So it was Dr. Shelby Terstrup that I partnered with, and she runs the Embrace Cancer Survivorship Program. We have stories, some of them funny, from 53 regional survivors, not just Sanford patients, but from all over. And they're all uplifting stories, you know, if you get it.
Yeah. Scott missed it. That's all right.
And did either of you notice I played the Hooters coming back in from the break?
Oh, no, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't catch that.
Okay,
sorry.
So who's not paying attention now?
I guess.
But a while back, a few years ago, the coach of MDSU's basketball team, women's basketball team, Amy Ruley, nope, not that one. She's in there.
She's in here. She has two good stories. Okay. They're a little long to read on the air. I thought maybe this is one of my favorites, if you would let me.
Yep, I messed up. What I just want to say that she is in there for two stories, but you have another one that you'd like to present to us.
Well, yes, and it's kind of fun. It's really funny how the book, the artwork in the book kind of follows the pattern of a breast cancer journey. And so there's one bra called Hot Tatas, and across from that are stories about hot flashes. And this is one of my favorites by Terry Gores. I started to wear my wig in the summer, and it was very hot. The chemo put me into menopause. Believe it or not, my hot flashes were so bad that I single-handedly fogged up all the windows in a car. Talk about one hot mama. And there's the book is full of things like that. People just have to laugh at themselves. And that's, as another quote says, that's the grace to get you through.
Yeah, absolutely. Humor. Absolutely. The names, though. I mean, you have one here that has a pair of boxing gloves. You want to say what it is, or should I?
It's Knockers.
Knockers. I mean, it goes on and on. And the fishing reel?
Yep, they're real.
R-E-E-L. These are very cute.
That one is made from vintage fishing reels and lures. And the lures were my dad's and my grandpa's and the little bobber. There are a lot of family things. I'm a little bit of a hoarder, as most artists are. So there are a lot of family things in this book.
But you could not wear this, yep, they're real one, because those hooks are very, very sharp.
That wouldn't be good.
Didn't work. But the other one I like, too, is you're made out of tape measures.
Yes, perfect measurements.
they're all over in this. There's a number of them in here, but I understand this is just the beginning. You've got a whole bunch...
I do. I mean, Americans have as many funny slang terms for breasts as the Eskimos have for snow. So I've got at least two more books in here.
Ready to go, huh?
Well, not ready to go, but ready to start on.
Now, these photographs are on exhibit as well, right?
They are. Typically a book comes out of an art exhibition, but this was the other way around, and an art exhibition came out of the book. Mm-hmm. I was approached by the North Dakota Art Gallery Association, who wanted to put on an exhibition that was sponsored then by Sanford Health, which was wonderful. And it traveled around North Dakota for nearly 2 years.
Wow.
It's been from Wahpeton to Fargo to Williston to Dickinson to Minot. It's been all over.
So has the book been out 1 year or 2 years?
One year. Yeah.
Okay.
The exhibition began a year before the book came out.
Gotcha.
Or nearly a year.
You opened your book to one more here. Did you want to do one more before we?
Oh no! I love this one. This one, my little neighbor girls let me borrow their training wheels from their bicycle, and it's called a training bra, with a little bell in the middle and a bike chain for a halter strap.
I do mean to laugh. But, you know, it's
Well, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Laughter is great medicine, and that's what this is all about, just having fun.
It's neat. That's neat. The exhibit at Nicole's.
Oh, yes. Most of the exhibition, two-thirds of the exhibition is on display right now at Nicole's Fine Pastry on 8th Street.
Okay.
It wasn't large enough space for the entire exhibition, but we're grateful to have it up there through the month of October, and the books are there as well.
Now, do you have websites?
I do. I have there is a website for the artwork and the book called nolumpsthankyou.com.
Okay.
There's also a Facebook page too. So Facebook No Lumps Thank You.
The reason I ask is I can imagine there might be some people out here right now listening in saying, oh, have I got an idea for you?
Oh, yes.
And can they contact you through those two ways?
Sure, there's contact information both ways. And go like the Facebook page. Share it with your friends. It's a great time of year to be spreading the word.
Oh, that's cool. And by the way, you mentioned you're a photographer. What's the name of your business?
I am. Meg Spielman Studio. I have a wonderful studio on Main Avenue. And actually, we have two studios that I share with three other photographers. It's wonderful and fun. I do weddings and newborns and art, some fine art photography.
Well, I bet business is good then, because there have been a lot of them lately.
Yes.
And you will be down at Bras on Broadway on Thursday.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the books, will they be available there? Or did I ask
Yes,
that
they
already?
Will. They okay. will. They'll have them for sale at Bras on Broadway.
Okay. Do you have another one that's coming up that's going to be modeled down there, did you say? I know you said your daughter did one, but is there another one coming up soon?
Well, I don't have a wearable one this year. This year up for in the silent auction is some big tomatoes, because this year was an amazing year for tomatoes. And they're such a great gift. I mean, it was a little blessing to have all these giant tomatoes. So that's what it is.
Meg, you're a delight. Thank you so much. I really
appreciate it. Thank you so much. It's been really fun.
And once again, don't forget now, there's two editions. So if you go to Zambrello's, it has both of them. Make sure you decide, well, heck, get one of each. What the heck?
Well, sure.
Yeah, and the proceeds, part of them is going to be going to breast cancer. So thank you so much, Meg. I appreciate you joining us tonight here on KFGO. When the next book comes in, I'll let you know. I want you in, okay?
All right. It'll probably be covering second base.
KFGO News is up next.